This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. The term sanctuary city has become a political lightning rod. 2 years ago, Texas lawmakers tried and failed to pass a bill to restrict cities and institutions from being sanctuaries for undocumented immigrants. Governor Greg Abbott and President-elect Donald Trump have joined that call, and a new bill is on the table in Austin. Last month, students at two Denton universities held rallies to have their schools declared sanctuary campuses. And as I report, defining what a sanctuary isn't so easy. It's a buzz phrase, guaranteed to get cheers on the campaign trail.
And I've declared that we are going to pass a law banning sanctuary cities in the state of Texas.
Block funding for sanctuary cities. We block the funding. No more funding.
Governor Greg Abbott and President-elect Donald Trump seem pretty sure of that definition. But things can get kind of tricky.
One of the challenges is that the term does not have a particular meaning.
That's Alyssa Steglich. She's an immigration law professor at the University of Texas at Austin.
It mostly refers to policies that are favorable toward immigrants and generally suggesting that their employees or staff will not be participating in immigration enforcement.
So, how does Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez define it?
First of all, nobody can give me a definition of sanctuary city. Everybody has their own idea of what a sanctuary city is. My idea is somebody that saves you from everything. And Dallas will never be in that situation, or I don't think any other city will be in that situation.
Valdez made headlines 2 years ago when she tweaked the rules about how long detainees are held at the county jail. Federal immigration officials can request that they be kept an extra 48 hours until the agents can get there. The county had been sued for holding some detainees too long. Governor Abbott and others criticized her for releasing them too soon and not checking their documentation. Here he is on Fox News.
Because it was the sheriff of Dallas County who said that she was not going to enforce laws against people who were seeking sanctuary. And when she saw what my order was, she quickly backtracked on that. And listen, all we're asking them to do is to follow and apply the federal law of the United States of America.
Valdez doesn't see it that way.
I know there's a misconception in this whole area that I don't do that, but I do. I've always said, if you come here to cause crime, you don't belong here. As a matter of fact, I wish I could do something with the Americans who do that.
Valdez herself is a former Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer. The agency wouldn't comment on tape. Spokesman Carl Rusnak wrote in an email that ICE has an active working relationship with Dallas Sheriff's Office. And Valdez agrees.
I don't have any problem with ICE. We'll continue turning over the people that ICE asked us for. ICE can't afford to pick up 11 million people. They don't have the time, the resources, the place to put them. They don't have any of that. So, of course, they're going to ask for the people that they think are causing problems. Those are the ones we're turning over. So what's going to change?
The Texas Tribune combed through ICE records in 2015 and found that Dallas County declined those federal requests just two times. That compares to 72 in Travis County and 11,000 in California. Alyssa Steglich points out that federal agents could have gotten the county to hold those two detainees by simply getting a warrant from a judge. Still, Governor Abbott and some legislators have an idea how to enforce compliance.
To withhold funds to cities or counties that are declaring themselves to be sanctuary cities.
Similar calls also came from Trump's campaign. Again, Sheriff Lupe Valdez.
What are they going to pull funding for? Because I don't comply with ICE? Go look at it. I comply with ICE. So then it would be easy for us, you know. No, it doesn't make any sense for them to try and do that.
That sets up round two of this battle in Austin. State Senator Charles Perry of Lubbock has revived his proposal to ban so-called sanctuaries. And he's got a powerful ally, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Gus Contreras, KERA News.